Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Jamie and Stoney show with Kyle Bogey in for Stoney today. All right. Also over the weekend, the news came out Friday, and it was interesting because Stoney and I just talked about this like on Thursday or Friday of last week, that the league has settled its case, or Colin Kaepernick and Eric Reid, however you want to phrase it. A settlement has been reached in the collusion case between Colin Kaepernick and Eric Reid against the National Football League. The results are all sealed. We will never know, unless somebody leaks it, what financial remuneration came to Kaepernick and Reid, what the NFL did or did not admit to, or whatever. I mean, they came to a settlement, and now the case is over.
Don't you feel like it's going to come out? Am I wrong in believing that, you know, that either A, somebody who was in that meeting or is privy to the information, or one of, you know, Kaepernick's buddies, or, you know, NFL honk, maybe have a few too many cocktails or something like that, and it slips to somebody, and then that slips to somebody else, or, you know, maybe they're at the tennis club and they're taking a steam after they beat your ass, and, you know, you're having
Dickerson are playing doubles yeah. against Bob Kraft and Martha Ford,
and they're having a conversation, you know, in their towels, you know, in the steam room, and, you know, it slips, and then, you know, you find out, and then you allude to, you know, I heard that it could be in this range. It's got to come out at some point, right?
Most things do come out, with the one exception being what happened with Robert Ayers, right? I mean, that's the one mystery still, is what happened with the Robert Ayers Detroit Lions. But you're right, most come out. The question, and I read a lot about this on Saturday morning, is, and it's funny watching the various sides in this dispute. I do believe that that Kaepernick was colluded against. I see no, I mean, again, I was joking last week. All you got to do is say, ladies and gentlemen, Derek Anderson, or ladies and gentlemen, Colt McCoy. And there you go. There's your proof. I mean, the number of guys who were signed to play quarterback when Colin Kaepernick was still out there was alarming. And then people will say, well, Kaepernick wanted to be a starter or whatever. And that was never proven. But what's been interesting to me is seeing people claim victory, right? Like, depending on who you read, you know, a lot of people are saying it's a clear win for Kaepernick. He got the NFL to fold. And then other people are saying it's a clear win for the NFL because they essentially got away with it without ever having to admit culpability, even though I guess they did financially.
Yeah, but I think they're fine with that, because at the end of the day, look, $60 or $80 million is a ton to us, but yeah. For them, what, a $15 billion a year, you know, industry, that's a drop in the bucket. It doesn't really mean anything. So from that standpoint, yes, I agree. It really isn't going to cost them a whole heck of a lot. But to me, I think the NFL wins, because it's going to be a part of, you know, a confidentiality agreement. So at this point, you basically just bought Kaepernick's silence and almost compliance with the NFL. So he can't say a bad thing about the NFL or this situation or anything about this. Otherwise, he'll have to pay a portion of the money back. Like, isn't that how it works?
That's my understanding. Yes. Yeah. And I think you're right. And I think that's a key point. Some people are saying that the NFL lost because, basically, they wouldn't kowtow to Tom Brady. You know, they went to the mat with Tom Brady. They go to the mat with all these guys, Ray Rice. They never will say, okay, uncle, mercy, you win. And they did in this instance. So basically, by even agreeing to a settlement with Kaepernick, the NFL is essentially admitting there was some collusion going on. Maybe not all 32 member teams, but as the league as a whole, there was collusion going on. So by them admitting to it. But I agree with what you're saying, Kyle. Colin Kaepernick never got a job, and he's not going to get a job. There's some suggesting now that he's reached a settlement with the NFL, now he can go ahead and reach a settlement with a team and become a player, because no team's going to want to sign a guy who is in the process of suing the NFL. I say bull to that. They did sign Eric Reid. I think the NFL just got away with it here and paid off whatever they paid off. And maybe it was a large sum of money. And maybe Kaepernick walking away with it. But it's very easy to pin Colin Kaepernick as he was just doing it for the money. Even though I don't think that he was, it's very easy now to say, well, if Colin Kaepernick cared so much about social causes, if Colin Kaepernick cared so much about, you know, standing up for the First Amendment, he would have fought this thing tooth and nail to the bitter end. By taking a payout, he's essentially saying, I was just in it for the money, which I don't believe that he was. And I think that's an unfair tag to put on him, but it's a very easy tag to place on him.
There is a feeling, though, of, you know, to your point of, you know, Kaepernick, you know, he's at the 40, he's at the 30, he's at the 20, he's at the 10, about to go into the end zone for a touchdown, and he stops short and he goes down and he doesn't get in. Like he went all that way to get there and he didn't get in the end zone and spike the football and embarrass the NFL because, you know, if you're, you know, to believe some of the reports that are out there, they apparently had some smoking gun type of info that would have
made the NFL look dumb. Settled.
But if that's the case, why aren't you going the full Monty the whole way with it and going to court? Because if it did go to trial, a lot of probably really embarrassing stuff in emails, texts, whatever would have come out about the NFL.
Right.
And isn't that a portion of your goal? You know, trying to make these owners who did
that's what I thought
bend over for the president a little bit. Aren't you trying to make them look silly? Because you still would have gotten your money, you would have won the case, and you would have embarrassed the NFL.
Right. And unless, you know, again, like some of the stuff I read on Saturday, unless he really believes that he still has a future in this league and that by settling now and taking the name out of the lawsuit and by ending the lawsuit, he now is a more attractive candidate for a National Football League team. I just don't believe it because this all started before the lawsuit. You know, he opted out of his contract with the 49ers. He thought he was going to get a new free agent contract somewhere else. He never did. And once he didn't, then is when he sued the league for, you know, collusion. And so he had a chance to sign with a lot of teams before he sued the league for collusion. Now that the lawsuit's over, I think they're going to go right back to colluding against him. They're just not going to say it publicly, and they're not going to talk about it. They're just going to be like, I'm not signing him. I'm not signing him. Because now they can use the plausible deniability that, well, I mean, come on. It's been a few years since he's even thrown a football. His best years are behind him, so on and so forth.
It will be interesting to see how front office people and owners, when asked about him moving forward, what they say.
They'll just be, they'll comment the hell out of it. There'll probably be a league-wide protocol. Next question.
Probably.
Go ahead.
Well, real quick, just from Kaepernick's perspective, okay, he's got the huge deal with Nike. He's now got a ton of money, reportedly, from the NFL that he'll get, you know, tax-free from the settlement. Does it behoove him more to play or not play?
Play, I think.
Does
because
it?
I think it does because what is he now? What is he but a former player? What platform does he have?
Well, he's still got the social justice, you know, fight that he is trying to continue with, but now he's got even more of a financial backing. So getting more people involved with that, more athletes involved with that, maybe moving forward to make it bigger. I don't know.
I think I'm curious to know what people think. If you think Colin Kaepernick won or lost the weekend, 248-539-9797. And if you think the league won or lost the weekend, because a lot of it does come down to what side you're on. And I'm a Colin Kaepernick guy. I believe in his cause. I believe in what he was doing. I think it's been described, you will, over the years. But I think he did lose this weekend. I don't even know how much money he made, but I do think he lost this weekend.
I agree.
Some ticket texts on this before we go to those phones, Bogey at 97136. They both won. Both sides got what they wanted. That's from Phil, I guess, although we don't even know what either side got. For him to really win, he should donate all the money from this case to the social causes. He still has plenty of money from Nike and playing. That's from Ryan.
Don't you love when people just jump in somebody else's pocket?
I love it. I'm a huge fan.
Now, I will say for his narrative, you know, to kind of change, because there's obviously a lot of people that still don't like him and, you know, there's reasons why and, you know, it is what it is. You can debate it. If he did donate a massive, you know, portion of money towards some of these social causes or, you know, a reported $20 million or $30 million or something, and I'm not advocating for it, wouldn't that go a long way in basically shutting up people that don't like him?
Yeah, it would. But then there's some people who would always, he's just doing it for the publicity or whatever. It, you know, I respect it more if he did it in private. You know, there's that whole argument as well.
I guess we'll never win with some people.
No. I mean, he never will. Yeah, I mean, because that what he did in certain people's eyes is an act worse than, you know, murder and mayhem. But you're right. It's like, I love when people spend other people's money. It's like, he should do this with his money. Let's go to the phones. Ed in Troy is on 97.1 The Ticket. Good morning, Ed.
Hey, good morning, Jamie. Thanks for giving me a minute. Yeah, I'm going to go ahead and say Colin Kaepernick is the undisputed winner in this thing, and here's why. Colin Kaepernick was a marginal quarterback at best on the downside of his career, coming off of several injuries and several poor seasons in a row. The best he would have had to hope for would be to bounce around the league as an also-ran kind of second stringer, maybe picking up some injury-type starts, things of that nature. Look at Colin Kaepernick now. This guy's name, he's not a Hall of Famer, but he will go down in history now. His name will always be a part of NFL lore. You'll always have to have his story as a part of the NFL story. Notwithstanding that fact, this guy got that major contract with Nike, which would have probably been more than he would have ever done in the second half of his career, money-wise. Now he's got this big-time settlement with the NFL. He was the face and the name that did get the NFL to talk about social justice, meet with the players, so on and so forth. And then just to visit your second point about the NFL and collusion, I think you're 100% wrong about the NFL and collusion. Think about it this way. Colin Kaepernick, after he did his whole protest thing, said he'd be willing to put it in his contract that he was through with all that kneeling. And he said that to any team out there. No team wanted to pick this guy up because he was so toxic.
A report when the Ravens said that, yeah. I don't think he specifically came out and there was a quote of him saying, I will not kneel if I can sign with the team. I would have to find that then. I don't know that it was him saying that.
It was definitely him. I saw him say it with my own eyes. And then here's the other thing. The Ravens did meet with this guy, and it was his girlfriend that put a whole bunch of crazy stuff out on social media while they were still trying to prepare a contract for him, and then they ran away from him because he had Ray Lewis's backing. So there were teams willing to meet with him and interview him, was so toxic.
Well,
and
I mean, last
point, the owners are the last reason I say that there's no way this could have been collusion. Half these owners hate each other. You're talking about billionaires who are killers who want to outcompete the next guy.
Again, collusion does not have to be all 32 owners getting together and having a secret meeting at the, you know, Bogey's Country Club and the, you know, and saying we're all on the same page, we're all conspiring. But it can be a league or owners discussing it in league meetings. It can be a couple owners. It doesn't have to be a mass conspiracy with all 32 teams. And it's funny because you use the word toxic there. Toxic is not a should not be a reason to not sign a quarterback who helps your football team. If he's a toxic, he's not a toxic personality. He was actually well-liked on his team. He's a toxic figure in the society, and you're scared about your bottom line that some fans are going to turn away from you. That's a reason for collusion. You know, the thing I read over the weekend, I guess we're all reading different things, is that the Ravens talked about it. I don't know that it ever got to the point where they actually met with him. You said preparing a contract. I think the Ravens talked about it internally and then decided against it. And again, I also think that Ed is a little bit guilty of downplaying Colin Kaepernick, the quarterback. Okay. He could be based solely on play, he should be a starter in this league. He should have gotten a free agent contract when he opted out. His last season in San Francisco, which was viewed as this big negative, he was actually pretty good. I mean, not as good as he was under Harbaugh, but he started 11 games. He played in 12 games. He had 16 touchdowns, 4 interceptions. I mean, his passer rating was 90.7, which was, I think, the second or third highest total of his career. I mean, he was still playing good quarterback.
I think the big thing that you would point to, outside of the numbers, you know, and certainly, you know, you can, you know, use those to defend, you know, a point or whatever, but look at the way that the league has changed since he hasn't been around. Isn't he the type of quarterback, a guy who can move his feet, get outside right. the pocket? Like, that's the new craze. You know, guys that can, yeah, sure, throw it, but you're going to sacrifice accuracy because you want guys that are mobile and can move around. He is that guy. And just to clarify, there is no quote, at least that I could find, of Kaepernick saying that, you know, he would have stood, you know, for the anthem if he got another opportunity. There was a report from Jason Lock and Fora, I believe it was NFL Today when it all came out, saying he's not planning on kneeling if he did get another opportunity. Again, I think it was his team putting out that report to try and make it seem like that stuff would go away.
All right, we're talking about the Colin Kaepernick case and who you think won, the NFL or Kaepernick. They did reach a settlement, which has been sealed. So theoretically, we will never know which side, you know, what's either side gave up. And I read a really interesting kind of a both sides take on it from Michael McCann on Sports Illustrated over the weekend. And he basically said, look, the NFL lost because, well, they won because the testimony never had to come out and what they actually what Kaepernick's side had. And they probably had some pretty damning stuff against the NFL. So in a way, they were able to silence that. You know, Kaepernick doesn't look good because it looks like he was in it for the money, right? That is certainly a negative. I don't think he was in it for the money. I do believe he believed in what he was doing, and I still think he does. But at the same time, and then look, Stoney made this point last week, and I love to disagree with Stoney, but I do think he's got some merit to this. It would help Colin Kaepernick immensely if he did do some sort of a sit down, some sort of an interview, some sort of a, whether it's a written piece, a broadcast piece, whatever it is, because during this entire process, we've never really heard from him. And I think it would serve him well to do an interview where he goes, look, this is what I feel. Would I be willing to be a backup quarterback? Absolutely. Would I be willing? You know, I never said this. I did say this, whatever.
It is bizarre.
He's been silent the whole time, which is his prerogative. But we just don't know what it is.
Yeah, I mean, by being silent, he did end up ultimately winning, you know, by getting, you know, all the money from the NFL. I do question why you go this far, why, you know, you're fighting this battle, you're trying to do, you know, some good things, make some change, and, you know, you force the NFL to, you know, get involved in, you know, some social justice reform, and teams are getting involved. Why not take it all the way? And that's the one thing that I take away from this. Good for him. You know, he got his money, but you could have probably done more and embarrassed the NFL in the process.
Let's go to Delvin in Jackson, Michigan, 97.1 The Ticket. Good morning, Delvin.
Good morning, gentlemen. I appreciate that. And I also appreciate you guys, your perspectives, because you've been very fair and I believe balanced this morning. I do disagree, though. Well, I think that Kaepernick won. The reason why is because he did stand. Oh, by the way, I'm only adding on to what Ed said because I thought that he really expressed himself well and covered a lot of the issues in a very understandable manner. But anyway, he won. He stood on principle. He didn't have any idea how this thing was going to turn out when it started. I'll also admit that he made a mistake, you know, when he wore the socks with the policemen as piggies, you know, things like that.
Right.
But he's a young guy. He stood on principle and he followed it through. Now, you know, I won't challenge you when you say, you know, he should go all the way, but who are we to say that? He went a long way, got his point across, and any of us that understands anything about life knows that the NFL capitulated, because if they could have stonewalled him, they would have, but they did not. So they came to the table with a bag of money, and that's really unusual for a person to win in this way. Now, I'm not going to compare him to necessarily the great civil rights leaders of our time, those who were who stood up for principle and were killed. This guy stood up for principle, and he walks away, and he'll be able to live the rest of his life. And I have to go to work this morning. He does not. So I'm really proud of him for what he did, really proud of him for the way that he stood up. And, you know, again, who are we to say he should go any further? We don't know what he's gone through to this point. And I really do kind of resent folks that say he was in it for the money, because he had no idea how this thing was going to turn out when he got into it. So,
you're right.
So that's my comment. But I do appreciate you guys and your balance.
Thanks, Delvin. You know, you're right. I really think when he opted out of the 49er contract, that was him saying, okay, what else is out there for me as a football player? Because he probably assumed, as we all did, that he was going to get another job. And I remember as that summer unfolded, you know, there were a lot of people saying, wait till training camp starts. Okay, wait till the first wave of quarterbacks get injured. And now here we are 2.5 years later, and he still is without a job. So you're right. He did not know what he was getting into at all. The thing that and you're right, it's hard to put ourselves in Kaepernick's shoes, and I don't know what kind of money he got and whatever. And like I said before, I do not believe he was in it for the money. I've never believed that about him. But I do believe maybe he took on something a little bit bigger than he even imagined when he first started. My only problem is that the NFL essentially, I feel like, has tamped down the social protest in a way. And so Kaepernick knelt. He was blackballed out of the league. He got the settlement. And now social objection is kind of gone from the NFL, right? Yep. I mean, whether the Trump speech or the aftermath of that or the declining television ratings, which popped back up again this year. And so in a way, it's discouraged the next Kaepernick. If there's a guy out there who's in a position that Colin Kaepernick is, which is a young, successful, talented football player, if he wants to make social change or be an actor of social change, I think he'll think twice or three times about it and think, what do I have to get? What do I personally have to gain? And maybe that's credit to Kaepernick, but I just think there was a chilling effect on any future social protest, which, listen, a lot of people love.
Well,
love.
That's why I think the NFL won, honestly. Yeah. I mean, you're not going to see this moving forward. They basically just squashed, you know, this entire issue. And now you have the guy that was opposing you the most is silenced. He can't say a bad thing about the NFL or he's got to give money back. You know, that's how an NDA works when you sign one of those things.
Which makes the time he does this sit-down tell-all will be a lot more boring.
Yeah, I can't answer that.
His lawyer will be like right off camera. No, Colin. Mark in Canton, you're on 97.1 The Ticket. Good morning, Mark.
Hey, good morning.
How you doing?
Hey, very good. I just want to, you know, you stole the last car stole a little bit of my thunder, but I wanted to make clear that, you know, we it's not fair to expect Kaepernick to take on the burden of a cause that became bigger than himself. You know, I mean, you can't expect everybody to be Martin Luther King. You know what I'm saying? Certainly the people that that was for him and that agreed with the cause that he took the knee for. If you think that he lost, you only believe that because he didn't do something that you wanted him to do. You know what I'm saying? So
yeah, I don't think he lost. I don't think either side really lost in all of this. I just think the NFL got what they wanted. They shut this down. They didn't allow any emails or inappropriate texts or whatever to get out if they had actually gone to court for this. They gave away a tiny bit amount of money and it all goes away.
Yeah, and I agree. I agree with that. I certainly believe that they both won. I mean, you know, Colin Kaepernick, should he have taken the NFL to the woodshed? Yes, I genuinely believe he should have. But it's, you know, I can't expect him to shoulder that type of burden. You know, the NFL got endless resources. You know, they had it going to the courts, they could have litigated. You know, till the cows came home, and had it not gone in their favor, they just would have repealed it all the way up to the Supreme Court. You know, so you know, Colin Kaepernick getting whatever amount of money that he got, which was probably more than it would have been worth had he played, you know, and lost wages.
Mm-hmm.
I think he came out on top. You know what I'm saying? But we can't expect him to be the type of guy to continue to shoulder that type of burden.
That's what he brought on, though, and that's what he's trying to do.
Yeah.
So I don't know necessarily that, you know, you can't hold him to that at this point. That's been the whole deal here, you know?
But I think it's a great point that you guys both made in terms of nobody really won or lost. I think what it is, and I don't want to speak for you, but I sense you feel the same way.
Thank you.
Is we wanted the NFL to be embarrassed. I wanted the dirty laundry to be aired. The evil empire, protect the shield. Goodell is just become such a bumbling commissioner that I wanted on full display the degrees to which the NBA, the NFL was looking to tamp down the players. As the late Bob McNair said, right, the inmates running the asylum. I wanted more quotes like that. I wanted more, like you said, emails, things. It would have been great to see a public airing of the NFL's dirty laundry, and that's probably unrealistic. Well, you know, I mean, it's like we were never going to get that, but it would have been nice to see instead. And, you know, non-disclosure agreement, done, money exchanges hands. And like I said, I think maybe social justice might be a dying thing in the National Football League. Oh, oh, oh,
O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!